Blog Talk Radio.
Right, you got to believe right now that you are blessed, that God has done so many wonderful things in your life. Despite your situation and your circumstances, God is blessing you. Well, we greet you with Jesus' joy and the happiness and all that comes good from God for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. It is I, your host, Willie J. Van Jr., bringing you greetings from the Northeast Corridor of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, and soon to be 51st state of the United States of America. We pray. We thank God for you, and you. We are so glad and so thankful that you are able to join us here for Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for Reconciliation Ministries, which I am the founder, and being able to partner with Omega Ministry Group. Well, without further ado, what we're going to do is go ahead and pray, because we understand the power of prayer. So I'm going to pray. I ask that you touch and agree with me. And as we go, to the throne of God now. We thank you, Lord God. First of all, we thank you for this day. We ask that you continue to bless us and watch over us. And Lord God, continue to give us what we stand in need of. We are so appreciative for the mercy, the grace, but most of all, the love that you give to each and every one of us. Lord God, we thank you for these who are listening. We pray, Lord God, listening live or either the rebroadcast, we pray that you will continue to use them, continue to bless them, that they will be yours, your children. We pray for tonight's lesson. We pray that you will pour out your spirit through me, that the people will recognize it's not me, but it's you speaking. Holy Spirit, I avail myself again to you to use me as you will. Lord God, I thank you. We pray that you continue to bless those who are sick and shut in, and bless those who are even incarcerated. Allow them to know that though they are locked up, they're never locked away from your love. I pray for those who are in nursing homes, rehabilitation centers who are not able to have visitors. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless them, continue to heal them, continue to heal my brother Warren, and continue to watch over us even during this pandemic. There's nothing that's too big or too intimidating or too that you can't handle. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. We say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we thank God for each and every one of you. We pray that you will participate in tonight's lesson. As always, you can press 1 on your phone, and you'll be able to unmute your, I will be able to unmute your mic. As always, everyone who calls in is muted. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, if you want to leave a comment or you have a question, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, that's J-A-Y, V as in victory, ANN91@yahoo.com. And I will definitely return your message. Well, tonight's lesson plan comes from the thought, the theme, or the subject matter, teamwork. Let's go to tonight's word. Tonight's scripture reference is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to start actually at verse 4. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we are going to start in verse 4. I will be reading the NIV translation. I pray that your King James, your New American Standard will be a little different. But I do want you to know that we are reading a different translation. And then I'll read a different translation later on. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 3, starting at verse 4, the word of the Lord reads, For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? Verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants to whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. Verse 9 again. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. I want to read unto your hearing. You know, I like to read different translations. And I'm going to read the New Century Version. New Century Version, really good translation for you want to, look at something a little different. Starting at verse, same scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 4, it reads, one of you says, I belong to Paul, and another says, I belong to Apollos. When you say things like this, you are acting like people of the world. Is Apollos important? No. Is Paul important? No. We are only servants of God who helped you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave to do. I planted the seed, and Apollos watered it. But God is the only one who made it grow. So the one who plants is not important. The one who waters is not important. Only God who makes things grow is important. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each will be rewarded for his own work. We are God's workers working together. You are like God's farm, God's house. Thus ends the reading God's word. We are so grateful again for the reading of his blessed word. Again, the subject matter, the title for tonight's message is teamwork. As I was reading, or as I was looking over a old Western movie, there was this scene in the movie where one of the houses of this town was on fire. And the only way that people was able to put the fire out is to have these buckets of water and have all of the people in the town pass these buckets of water so that they can throw on the building and put out the fire. And I found that interesting that no matter how old or how young each person was, they all took place in being part of this line, this chain, where they were passing these buckets of water down. And I thought about it. Man, how difficult would it have been for somebody to get a big bucket and run down, say, 50 yards or so, and try to put out this fire. But they came up with a way to work together, as a team. And here we see Paul is speaking to the church of Corinth, again in First Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 4. We see that Paul is talking to the church of Corinth. He has just talked to them about their immaturity. And then he goes into this discussion in verse 4 about the immaturity of placing your allegiance or pledge or to one person or one leader over another. He says, for one says I follow Paul, another says I follow Apollos. Are you not mere men? And then he goes on, after all is Apollos and what is Paul? I don't know about you, but there has been many times in my life where I have seen that they have tried to place on any team or any group of people that work together, that they try to place one person over top of another. Some people will align with one person, meaning that they will follow one person over another. But what I realize is that they're all on one team, and it makes no sense to have these divisions. And if anybody spent any amount of time in church, you find out that the church is one of the most divided organizations, or the kingdom, rather. The church is a divided organization. But when you have a kingdom mind, your mindset is, we are all working together to make sure that the kingdom succeeds. See, there's a different mindset, and I know that people will take this controversially and will say, there's no difference between the church and the kingdom. Well, I argue it is. It's a totally different mindset. See, when you're in church, you say, I'm only going to come to church because this one person is preaching. I only like to hear this one person. If pastor not preaching, then I'm not even coming to church. If so and so is not teaching, then I'm not coming to Bible study. But when you belong to the kingdom, you realize that no matter who's up preaching or whoever is up teaching, that they're being used of God. There is a word to be learned. There is a message to be learned. There are stuff that can apply to our lives. So in our first challenge, and one of the things that I want to do is challenge you to understand that we should never get caught up or put our leaders on a pedestal. Now, yes, you should honor them. Yes, you should reverence them. But you should never get to the point where you are liking one person over another, and then you start having favorites. And then you get to a place where if they don't speak, then I can't hear. See, kingdom says that I'm just going to come because I want to hear a word from God. Church says, I ain't coming because, Reverend Van is preaching and I don't like him because he always challenging us.
But as we move on and we see that Paul is saying that Apollos is no better than me and I'm no better than him. See, we've all come to this place where we have to have a relationship with one another. And that's going to cause us to work together. Again, we are talking about teamwork. We're talking about the fact that when there is no one greater person than another, one of the problems that you have, and I've seen this, I am a big Philadelphia Eagles fan, football fan, and I know that in most times, the quarterback is the head person, or they're the person that's sort of leading the team on offense, that is. And a lot of times when the team is doing good, then they blame it on the quarterback. They say the quarterback is playing great and he's doing this. But then when the team is doing bad, then they'll say that it's the quarterback's fault, or it's the head coach's fault. And then you start having these different divides. Unfortunately, my team, that's what happened to us this year. But what I realize is that we're all striving for one goal, and that's to get to the Super Bowl again and win. And so it is that Paul is making this comparison between following and building up the kingdom of God to building up a garden. He says in verse 6, I planted the seed and Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. And I like the new century version. It says, is Apollos important? No. Is Paul important? No. We are only servants of God who help you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed, excuse me, and Apollos watered it, but God is the one who made it grow. So the one who plants is not important. The one who waters is not important. Only God who makes things grow is important. That's a plain and simple statement that we are to never get caught up in what we are doing or what someone else is doing to build up the kingdom of God. We all have been given different gifts. We've all been given different talents. But all of those gifts, all of those talents, all of those skills that God gave us ought to be used to share the gospel, to point people back to having a relationship with God and to honor him. I mean, really think about it. All that you do, all that you say, would it be better if you knew that you could work with somebody and that you could share the load and that you too can cover more territory or do more? Or do you feel like you are the lone wolf? You feel like you're the star of the team. You feel like if you don't get it done, then it won't get done. Paul is saying here to this church, and he's saying to us, it's not about one person that is here on earth, but the one person that we ought to get excited about, the one person that we ought to honor, the one person that we ought to really align ourselves with, it's with him. I mean, I understand. We all like to be patted on the shoulder. I'm no different from you all. But I do realize that God don't need me. I'm sorry, I'm DC Public Schools. God doesn't need my help to make the kingdom grow, because he's the one who actually makes it grow. See, Paul is saying, I planted the seed. I planted this church in Corinth. I'm the one that started you all off. And Apollos has now come and he's strengthened you. He's picked up the mantle. He's the one who has who continues to work with you all. But it's not about us. It's not about who we are. It's not about you aligning yourself with any one of us. But it's about you realizing that God is using us to encourage you. And one of the things that I find interesting is that a lot of times we will push other people up so that we don't have to do the work. I mean, in reality, God gives all of us gifts and talents. He gives all of us skills. Wouldn't you like for your skill to be used? Wouldn't you like to be the one that God can use to bless people? Wouldn't you like to be the one? Maybe you don't have a desire. Maybe you can say, you know what, Javan, I don't like to be out front. I like to do the work behind this. But even then, don't you like to be used of God? Don't you like to see things be done in decency and order? Time out that we push everybody else up front and that we take our rightful place and that God will use us. This is a good place for us to take a brief pause. I want you to make sure that we thank God that spring is here or it seems like it's coming. Make sure you are drinking your water. I am drinking what? Aloe vera coconut flavored water, aloe vera water. I also have a bottle of essential because I got to increase my water. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a brief pause right here. Think about it. What skills and talents do you have that you can let God use to help build up the kingdom of God? We're going to listen to this brief message, this brief song. I do not own the rights to this song. We'll be right back.
Heart that is dead. cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all.
That's right, my brothers and sisters, God wants it all. There comes a time where we have to realize that the responsibility is just not on leaders to share the gospel. It's just not on the deacons and the deaconess or the missionaries or the ministers or the pastor. It is everybody's responsibility to share the good news. Everybody is a part of this team. So it's not about how big or how small you are. It's not about one gifts are better than another's. But it's about understanding that we all have a relationship with each other and that we are all going towards one goal. And that's sharing the gospel, telling people that despite wherever they've been, whatever they've done, nothing can separate them from the love of God. That God loves them, that there is power and authority that they can walk in today, and that we have to honor him and love him and worship him and serve him. See, he says in verse 7, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. That's the NIV translation of verse 7 and 8. The New Century Version says, so the one who plants is not important. The one who waters is not important. Only God who makes things grow is important. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each will be rewarded for his own works. See, there's a reward. And let me just say, you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to transition and get to heaven to get your reward. Now, yes, there is a reward waiting for you there, but there's a reward waiting for you here. God says that I will withhold no good things from you if you walk upright. That's a conditional contract or purpose. We have to walk upright. We have to do what God has called us to do. Our purpose in life. And what I can tell you is I can't trip about your purpose. I can't get jealous about how God uses you. Thing I can do is celebrate and push you on and encourage you. As the young people say, I don't know if they still say this or not. They say, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You need to realize and understand that God has given all of us a life to live, a destiny to fulfill, a purpose in our lives, and skills, talents, understanding to do his will. And I can't trip out about how God uses you. And I can't trip out how God will reward you. So what? You got a big house. So what? You got a big car. So what? You make good money. God bless you. Continue to move on. But how about encouraging them? How about
if you're the one who has great reward, how about reaching out to others so that they can get rewarded? How about reaching out and sharing with others? One of the great things that I appreciate with my former pastor is that when there came a time, I have two older brothers in the ministries, Dr. Charles Williams and Reverend Derek McCraw, and they moved on. They moved on to start, one started Upper Work, a ministry, great ministry, and one went to be the assistant pastor at another church. So I was kind of the oldest minister on the staff. But yet, I was the youngest out of about six of us. And so my pastor said, listen, from now on, you all go through him, go through Jay Van, and if you have something to say, take it to him, and then he'll bring it to me. And there were some people that was upset about that. And it wasn't something I asked for, but it was something that my pastor said that that's what I want done. And so it was my responsibility to help train and develop people who were older than me, people who had degrees, people who were probably making more money than I am. But they respected me because I respected them. And that's what we have to do in the kingdom. We have to work together collectively because we are one team. And we all have one mission, to worship God, to share his good news, and to share his love. Verse 9, it says, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. This is basically the same thing. In the New Century Version, it says, we are God's workers working together. You are like God's farm, God's house. What I realize is that if I do what God has told me to do, then not only is he my God, I am the co-worker of Jesus, because I am now spreading the good news that God is alive, that God love is available for you. And what I always want to be is a good co-worker. I want to be able to and show people that God's love is real for you, that the same God that restored me, that rebuilt me, that blessed me, is the same God that can do the same for you. And the same way he used me, if you make yourself available, he can use you. Now, we might not have the same talents. We probably not going to have the same gifts. We probably not going to do the same thing. But we all going to work together to make sure that this kingdom stands tall, that this kingdom is coming together and working to do the will of God. So in closing, I just have two questions. Do you see yourself as a part of God's plan, or as someone who works alone in your service for him? Do you see yourself a part of God's plan or God's kingdom, or do you see yourself working alone in service for him? And how does this affect the way in each of us or each of you serve him and others? Meaning, if you see yourself as a lone wolf, as a loner, as a person who's going to go out and do it yourself, how does that help the kingdom? And how do you effectively work with others? Again, it's about the team working together. It's about the team coming together, saying that we have one goal. And that goal is to make sure that God's name is lifted up. So I praise God. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of study. We thank you, Lord God, for the teaching of your servant Paul. We pray, Lord God, that as he spoke to the church of Corinth, that we will learn the same lessons, that we will gain the same insight, that it's not about following one particular leader, but it's about understanding that we are all to be used by you, that we are all workmen, co-laborers in this kingdom to raise the name of God, that there is salvation available for them through your son, Jesus Christ, so that we can all be in a right relationship with you, Father. We thank you for being co-laborers with Jesus, because we all serve you. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing your Holy Spirit to give us the gifts, the talents, the skills to be used so that you'll get the honor from our lives. We pray, Lord God, if there be someone that is not in a right relationship with you, that tonight they will take a look at their lives and see what they need to do to be in a good relationship with you, to be in the best possible relationship with you, to understand that you have a great work that you want to do through their lives. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are always grateful and thankful for each and every one of you all. As always, we want to save a little bit of time. If there is any questions, any comments, you can press 1 on your phone, and we will be able to take comments and questions. We will be able to unmute your mic. As always, we want to, like I said, if there's anybody that would like to say anything, you can. If not, that's perfectly fine. We always want to tell you that, we do have one person. Last four numbers is 1261. 1261, your mic is open.
All righty. Good evening, Reverend Van.
Good evening, Doc.
All right, good. Don't say a great word again tonight. I just finished teaching Bible study, and we were talking about financial blessings and teamwork. So great, great lesson. And I do concur with you in regards to, not putting one person above the other. And, the text makes it clear, Paul, yes, he watered, and, Apollos planted, Apollos water or Paul Pan, no matter who did what, as long as they're doing work of the Lord, it's important. Only by as important, as you said earlier, is God, okay? But, in ministry, I think people have the propensity to, they choose sides and forget who's leading, you know what I mean? So, and you made a great point when you talked about, there is a reward for you here on earth. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to get it. And so mm-hmm. tonight I was teaching the same thing tonight, and about prospering in health and soul. So, so God wants you to prosper now, and not, after you pass away. Okay. So that's a blessing. And, I got a lot of notes here, but just want to tell you, man, good, keep doing what you're doing. I encourage you to keep teaching. This is a good class. I thought you could go a little longer, but but you could have kept
going.
No,
it's only an hour. It's only an hour. I only have an hour.
I don't, but I'm saying, but this stuff like this is good stuff. I know other people got time, man. But anyways, I'm going to let you go. But good lesson, man. You know, you said at the end of it, you said, do you see yourself as part of God's plan, or do you see yourself working alone? I see myself as God's plan, working with God. You say co-labor. Co-labor means that you have ownership along with it. You know what I mean? You're not just parts. Okay, no. So that's good lesson.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, man. We thank God for one of my older brothers in the ministry, Reverend Dr. Charles Williams, pastor on Spirit of Excellence International Ministries. He is him and his co-laborer, co-pastor Cynthia Williams, my big sister. Also, we thank God for them. Yeah, man, it's about co-laboring. What I realized is I had a friend who went and he played professional football, and he got picked up in the middle of the season. He came off the practice squad in the middle of the season, and this was the last time that Dallas Cowboys had won a Super Bowl. He never played, never got on the field, but when the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl, he got a ring. He got paid like everybody else on the team. I mean, he got a big old Super Bowl ring, got paid the extra money like everybody else. And I said, and people was teasing him, man, you never even played. He said, so what? I'm part of the team. I got a Super Bowl ring. I got paid extra money. And then they was teasing him and saying, man, but you got cut. It so happened that he got cut and went to, I think, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they happened to win the Super Bowl. And he got another Super Bowl ring, and then he played for another team. So he has three Super Bowl rings. I think he got in and on the field maybe once or twice. Because he was a part of the team, he got rewarded just like everybody else. And so it is for us. When we are part of the team, the kingdom of God, then we will realize that we will get rewarded like everybody else. And we don't have to wait until we pass on, but we can get rewarded now. And God has a great work for us to do, because even if you never get on the field, if you're part of the team, you're part of the process. So we thank God again for everybody. If there's anybody else that would like to make a comment, you can press 1 and we can unmute your mic. Dr. Williams, if you want to make another comment, press 1 to come out of the thing, and then press it again, and I'll see you come out and then come back in. I want to tell you, we thank God for each and every one of you all. Right after this broadcast at 9 o'clock, in about 9 minutes, you can hear my brother in the ministry, Brother Jason Felix, mighty man of God out of the Detroit area. Let me give you the lineup. On Monday nights, we have good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr at 8 o'clock. From 8 to 9, they talk about relationship and oneness. From 9 to 10, we have Minister Leah Killings, mighty woman of God who's always sharing thoughts and the message of God. You have yours truly on Wednesday nights. From 8 to 9, you have Elder Jason Felix. From 9 to 10, again, sharing the mighty word of God. Then on Thursday nights, you have Bishop George Flint out of the Atlanta area, powerful man of God. And then on Sunday nights, from 6 to 7, you have Minister Amos Joseph Collins. Mighty Man out of the Ohio area. Brother can sing, kind of a triple threat. He can sing, pray, and preach. So I don't have all those talents. Anybody that knows me, I love to sing, but I can only sing in the shower and in my car because everywhere else the air is a little messed up, so it messes up my throat, and I don't sound as good as everybody else. But it just seems to be in the car, in my truck, and when I'm in the shower is when the air is right and, you know, it works with me. So without further ado, we just thank God for each and every one of you all. Let me just say, I love you all. I greatly appreciate everybody who is who comes on and be a part of the broadcast. I am grateful to God that you have taken out time just to be here. And again, we ask you to come on back next Wednesday. We also ask you to come back in about, like I said, 7 minutes now for Mighty Man of God out of the Detroit area, Jason Felix. Jason, I met Jason last year, right before the pandemic. Brothers, we have very similar backgrounds, stories, where God has delivered us. And I ain't going to tell his story, but I'm going to just tell you, come on and hear this mighty man of God at the top of the hour. Well, this is what I believe that God wants us to do. He wants us to work together as a team, and we're going to get rewarded because we are co-laborers with him. And the message that he wants us to do is spread love. So as always, peace and love, Willie J. Van Jr.
The truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale.